I am here on the banks of the South Platte River up near Bailey, Colorado. Just took my shoes off. I'm actually going to wade into the river. Ooh, okay, it is cold. This water that I'm standing in filters down from the mountains, crisp and cool, and someday it's going to empty into the Gulf of Mexico. And while it makes its journey, it picks up some pretty nasty stuff. And that's causing a bunch of problems for fish in the Gulf and people in farm country. I'm going to get out of here. My feet are completely numb. Rivers like this one pick up potentially dangerous levels of nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus. In high concentrations, they damage aquatic life and burden small towns that have to remove them. It's happening across the Mississippi watershed, which stretches from Pennsylvania to Colorado to Louisiana. And it's making the news.
When you see these signs, they're alarming. These warnings about the water, they're posted all over Burlington. And this is
scientists who work for the federal government have discovered a huge dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico.
A water warning for people living in the village of Erie, Illinois. Testing found high levels of nitrate.
One of the biggest concerns when it comes to water quality in our area is nitrate.
So nutrients are ending up concentrated in our water. But how?
So there's actually quite a few ways that nutrients or nitrogen compounds can end up in drinking water.
That's Andrew Ross, a water quality scientist with the Colorado Department of Public Health. He says sources include everything from natural deposits to the atmosphere to one really big one, human activities.
So that could be from sewage treatment systems, septic systems at homes, fertilizers on lawns, fertilizers in farms, livestock management.
Those last two, crop farms and livestock operations, are the biggest contributors to nutrient problems in the Gulf of Mexico. Nitrogen is plant food. Farmers spread it in the form of fertilizer to grow profitable crops. A 2008 study from scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey found that corn and soybean farming in the Mississippi River watershed is the largest contributor of nitrogen to the Gulf. Manure from livestock grazing on pasture is the biggest source of phosphorus.
It's really not a simple problem. It's a relatively complex problem.
Troy Bowder studies water quality at Colorado State University. He ends up talking to a lot of farmers about how to keep the fertilizer they put in their fields from ending up in streams or in groundwater. It isn't easy.
The soil plant water system is not an engineered system. It's a natural system, a natural ecosystem that the growers are trying to manage.
Farmers don't want to be causing pollution problems in the Gulf or in the rivers that cities depend on. And being less than careful is expensive.
There's definitely incentive for them not to apply too much or at the wrong time because they want maximum uptake of those nutrients into their crop production.
What makes it tough to control is that it's not just the actions of one farmer. It's the collective actions of tens of thousands of farmers affecting water quality. So far, no national regulations have been able to take into account the vast number of pollution sources and varied geography in the Mississippi watershed. But there are signs of hope. For a long time, Bowder says farmers were resistant to hearing about the problem and their contributions to it. Knowing about it would mean having to carry the burden of fixing it. But he says that attitude is changing, and that attitude shift could be what it takes to help keep drinking water safe. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
Watching Our Water is a special series from Harvest Public Media. Tomorrow, we'll explore how some farmers are doing their part to address pollution. For more stories and a TV documentary on cleaning up our water, visit harvestpublicmedia.org/ourwater. I'm Christopher Husted, KBIA News, Columbia.